It is truly a privilege to be a father of a child, and we honor that relationship today. This is the Words of Life program brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. Our broadcast includes a sermon by Brother David Johnson, the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ, using the words that Paul spoke to Timothy in 1 Corinthians 4:15 through 17. Brother Johnson will use the topic, "My Son, Whom I Love." We now present singing in praise of our Lord. Lord, we know that being a father is a special joy as we watch our children grow and learn. We also get to see what they become, and we seek your help in this. Lord, you alone are our Heavenly Father, and we depend on you and the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus, who is our only source of forgiveness. Thank you for loving us so very much. Use this broadcast in a way that listeners will be blessed for salvation. We also seek your blessing for their health and peace and well-being. We know that the Word of God is true, and we share it today. Including in your truth is a promise that Jesus is going to come back for his. Thank you, and help us to be ready for that great event. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present My Son Whom I Love.
It's good to be together again as we consider the Word of God, apply it to our lives, share its principles, precepts, promises, and prophecies with those we come into contact, especially sharing Jesus, the gospel. The title for our lesson is My Son Whom I Love. And our main text is taken from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Please listen to the Word of God. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I am sending to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. This is the Word of God. Fatherhood has many aspects in Scripture. We'll consider a few and examine fatherhood from different angles. I'm very thankful for my biological father, James Henry Johnson. Being a physical father for the vast majority of people is normal. Being a father for the vast majority of men is normal, natural, not difficult. Fatherhood happens every second of every day across this planet Earth. One virtue I especially appreciate about my dad was his consistency. In a society that is becoming more and more inconsistent as regarding family relationships. For example, Dad always went to work, always came home, always took care of our family. However, as a youngster, my father and I, the oldest son, were not close. Part of the reason was he was a college professor. And in the 1960s and 1970s, college campuses in particular, including classrooms, were often dealing with student confrontations, demonstrations against all authority. For my father, home became a refuge to unwind from the conflict and sometimes confrontations in the classroom with his students. Us kids at home knew when to keep our distance. My dad and I were actually closest after he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. In 1983, doctors had few effective treatments for lymphoma, cancer of the lymphoid tissue, which is all over our bodies. After early forms of chemotherapy and multiple radiation treatments, his once robust 5 foot 11 inches, 190 pounds body became so very frail that I had to carry him like a child to the bathroom. In his last weeks, I made the effort against my normally stoic temperament to tell Dad I loved him and thanked him for being my dad. My dad died 8 days after his 62nd birthday in 1983. Regardless of your emotional temperament, I advise you strongly, if you still can, not to wait for Father's Day to tell your dad, I love you. Thank your dad for being your father. Share this often. And even if your dad is not consistent in a positive way, even if you are not close, he is still your father. God desires and in fact commands in His Word to us in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, which says in part, honor your father and your mother. Notice that there are, with this command from God, no ifs, buts, or maybes, no required qualifications that fathers have to meet. We are to honor. I am also very thankful for my father-in-law, Glenn Neal Baber. I met him in 1987, since I married his oldest daughter. Glenn became my father by law. He also became my human, spiritual father, who was very instrumental in bringing me to the Lord Jesus Christ. With Glenn Baber, I first came face to face with a consistent Christian in the church at large, full of inconsistencies. Glenn also became my brother in Christ on June 17, 1987, as he baptized me into Christ. We today need more Christian spiritual fathers, like, for example, Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2 in part, to Timothy, my true son in the faith. Paul was not his physical father, nor his father-in-law. Yes, it is true that Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice, had sincere faith, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. But it was probably Paul who first brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to Lois and Eunice. Yet son emphasizes Paul's role as a spiritual father to Timothy. Timothy was to become Paul's most beloved pupil, his understudy in the faith. True here refers to Timothy's faith as being genuine and sincere, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17, "For this reason, I am sending to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." Paul, as a spiritual father to many, was consistent in his Christian character and doctrine and practice, an example to each one of us, especially as fathers in some facet, in some way. In fact, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, which he founded, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15, "Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel." The 10,000 guardians referred to the practice of moral guardians who were tutors and caretakers of children. But Paul pointed out that only he was their spiritual father, as having first brought them the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, in particular his death, burial, and resurrection, as he died on the altar of the cross, an atoning sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world, effectual to those who receive him by faith. Paul, as a spiritual father, desired and followed through to help reproduce Christians. Consider also, for example, in the epistle to Titus, chapter 1 and verse 4, which says, "To Titus, my true son in our common faith." Today, we again need more spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers to help multiply spiritual sons and daughters. However, we should love the most and even be so ever thankful to our heavenly Father. God the Father not only makes sons and daughters, he also gave his one and only unique Son, the only begotten Son of God, as Savior for us. The Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 17, we find these words, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And our Father God is absolutely, perfectly consistent, always, always in his character, principles, promises, and prophecies." Significantly, the inspired Apostle Paul reveals in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 in part, "You received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." We should understand that Abba is an informal Aramaic language term that conveys a sense of closeness, of intimacy. In English usage, Abba could be rendered Daddy or Papa. It's that kind of close tenderness Father God desires from his sons and daughters. God the Father so very deeply desires family, sons and daughters. We should understand that it's only in Christ Jesus, His unique Son, that we get closest to our Heavenly Father, and that He even becomes our Father. Jesus stated in John chapter 14 and verse 11 in part, "Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." So to receive Jesus Christ is to also receive God the Father. To be in the Son is to also be in the Father, and He is in us, and also by the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God we have. When Jesus Christ was Himself baptized to fulfill all righteousness, it is stated in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, and verse 17, "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased.'" God the Father is still looking for adopted sons and daughters who He loves and can be well pleased of in His Son, Jesus. Can we sincerely say in saving faith today, right now, dear listener, can we say, "Abba, Father, Daddy, I love you. Papa, thank you for loving and saving me in your Son"? First, we must receive Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, receiving Him by faith, repenting of our sin, confessing Him as our personal Savior and Lord, being baptized into Him by immersion, persevering in Him, that we may recognize one day our Father God, that we may see the face of Jesus, that we may enjoy and rejoice in the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
We have been blessed with a sermon from God's Word. Are you a Christian? Have you made the great decision for Jesus? If you are not yet a Christian, please understand that you must first truly believe in Jesus, the Son of God. The Bible teaches that people who believe need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion. It is also important to find a good Bible-believing church to help you in your life for Jesus. To receive a free CD of this and last week's program, please write to us and ask for 1924, that's CD 1924. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.